The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Sisoa.
In the headlines, Ministry of Health to set up agency to coordinate activities of public and private health training institutions. Ghana Standards Authority urges public to read monthly publication of certified products to ensure safety. Chartered Institute of Marketing challenged to attract investors into the country. And minibus explosion in Syria kills 24, including women and children. First, a summary by Mercy Sowa.
The Ministry of Health is to set up an agency which will be responsible for coordinating and administering public and private health training institutions in the country. The sector minister, Sherry Aiti, said this at a stakeholders meeting in Accra. She said the creation of the agency has become necessary due to the complexity of qualifying health professionals. The Ghana Standards Authority has advised the public to read the list of certified products which the authority publishes regularly, especially drugs, to ensure that they consume only certified products. The authority says it carries out routine checks on various products and urges the public to help it to expose individuals and companies which produce harmful products. The Director of Public Affairs at the authority, Dr. Kofi Amponsa Bidiakon, gave the advice in an interview with Radio Ghana. The Chartered Institute of Marketing has been charged to use its professional skills to attract investors into the country. The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of public-private partnership, Aladi Rashid Pelpo, disclosed this at the annual marketing conference of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana in Accra. The move is to tap potentials in various sectors of the economy and turn the fortunes of the people, if well marketed, to the global community.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news in detail. The Ministry of Health is to set up a health training institutions agency. This agency will be responsible for coordinating and administering public and private health training institutions in the country. The health Minister Sherry Aiti, who disclosed this at a stakeholders meeting, said setting up the agency has become necessary due to the complexity of training quality health professionals and the high number of health training institutions in the country. She said currently the number of training institutions has increased from 28 in 2005 to 110 in 2013. Here is a report by Naomi Kome and Anita Weskin.
According to Madame Aiti, the enormity of the task of managing the schools has created some lapses in the performance management of recruiting, engaging health professional groups and Ghanaians in the diaspora. This responsibility, she said, has been overwhelming and that necessary attention is needed to manage this. She said institutions providing health education are currently under the training unit of the Human Resource Directorate of the Ministry of Health. This is contrary to the practice in the Ministry of Education that groups its institutions under various agencies.
For the short time I've been at the Ministry of Health, we have a barrage of problems. Some of the problems comprises of the inequality in the kind of subjects that are presented at the various training institutions. The mode of admission of students into the training institutions and also the standard that we set for the training institutions and then also the conduct of the students. You want to be a nurse? You must have that spirit of compassion. Government puts in a lot of money to train. We've been battling hard even to provide more resources to make your training better. You must make sure that the kind of agency you want to establish, that Parliament to approve, is going to be the kind that will produce high caliber nurses and midwives.
Madam Aiti hoped that the establishment of the agency will be one of the key legacies that will enhance the management and administration of the various health training institutions. The immediate past Minister of Health, Aban Bagbin, took participants through the work done so far for the establishment of the health training institutions agency. He said the improvement of healthcare in every country depends on the quality of its human resource.
The Ministry of Health is the policy formulation arm of the health sector, and it should not, for good reason, directly be implementing the policies again. It should instead oversee, monitor, and evaluate the implementation of the policies by agencies and other structures under the sector. It is with this understanding that I, as the then sector minister, agree with the leadership of the sector to initiate the birthing of the Health Training Institution Agency from the small unit under the Human Resource Directorate of the ministry. They have built a new office behind the golf house area, and so they will be moving there. And so we can start the agency from that structure.
Mr. Bagwin tags the participant for see the health institution as a passion.
You heard Naomi Kwame and Anita Weskin's report.
The United Nations Development Project UNDP and the Global Environmental Facility have donated ICT equipment more than $98,000 to the Ministry of Health. The donation is to facilitate a pilot project that will help reduce the effects of climate change and health risk in three vulnerable communities. Speaking at the presentation ceremony in Accra, the Health Minister Sherry Aite said the equipment will ensure easy communication between the district and health centers serving remote communities, which is critical in the management of patients. Harriet Boateng Sapong and Miriam Fosatete have filed this report.
The project will develop systems and response mechanisms to strengthen the integration of climate change risks into the health sector. This is to shift the sector's current response capacity from being reactive to proactive. According to Madam Aite, the ministry has undertaken a comprehensive assessment of the capacity of the health sector in the district to determine local response to climate change. She said the three pilot intervention districts are Keta in the Volta region, Gomoa West in the Central region, and Bongo in the Upper East region. Madam Aite charged the health workers to use the equipment efficiently to improve health care delivery.
We expect that the trained officers will be able to map out areas susceptible to bushfires, and then quickly you can address the district assemblies or NADMU for them to take quick action. It will also provide communication between the ministry, the district hospitals, and then the Ghana Health Service for us to immediately mitigate where there is an outbreak. With these mobile handsets, nurses and community health workers in your district working in chief compounds and remote health centers will be in touch with the district hospitals in times of difficulties and to provide advanced information when patients are being referred.
The project, if successful, will be replicated in all districts in the country.
Harriet Boateng Sapong and Miriam Foster Tete filed that report.
A flag-raising ceremony to mark this year's World Food Day has been held in Accra with a clarion call on all to work towards a sustainable food system for food security and nutrition. Minister of Food and Agriculture Clement Kofi Homado announced that Ghana has made strides in narrowing gaps in food security, but there are still challenges in the provision of sufficient animal and fish products to augment food security. Rebecca Ekpe brings you more on the World Food Day.
A float through the principal streets of Accra spearheaded the World Food Day celebrations. The floaters carried placards with inscriptions, "Food is life, let's fight hunger, eat what you grow," amongst others. The message is clear, a healthy people depend on healthy food systems. This is why it is imperative for all to develop modules for the eradication of hunger and poverty. More importantly, food is an important indicator of economic development. And according to Food and Agriculture Minister Kofi Humadu, Ghana is 55% self-sufficient in most carbohydrate foods as a result of the government's agribusiness program.
Despite this achievement, Ghana continues to have pockets of poverty, hunger and malnutrition, especially in the three northern regions of the country, as well as in peri-urban areas and parts of the southern savannas of the country. This shows clearly that food production alone is not the answer to reducing hunger and malnutrition, but that there are other factors beyond the domain of agriculture that are also contributing factors for ending hunger and malnutrition.
The FAO Director General's message was presented by Dr. Lambodia Tombiano, while acknowledging the important role by all partners in the food chain in creating a sustainable food security. The message points out government's critical role in creating an enabling environment to address Africa's challenges of food insecurity. The FAO acknowledged that Ghana is making progress progress by reducing the national proportion of people undernourished in the last decade from 34% in 1990 to 5% in 2012. However, there are still millions globally who suffer from malnutrition, and it's a challenge to all. World Food Day provides a reminder of the FAO's continual search for a lasting solution to the problem of poverty in the world.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.
The head of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness, University of Ghana, Legon, Dr. Irene Ejir, has urged farmers and consumers to be well sensitized to the need to prevent post-harvest losses. Stakeholders must also be encouraged to invest in agriculture to minimize post-harvest losses. Dr. Ejir, who said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, urged farmers to use modern technology to enable the country to be self-sufficient to export more produce.
Because the commodity is still breathing, it is not nails, it is not wood. That is where food handling is different from these things that are non-food. Because if you don't take care, then you introduce foodborne diseases. And that is where everybody who is handling, from the farmer to the consumer, needs to be well sensitized. Because if I have purchased cabbage and I get home and I don't treat it well before I cook it, or I don't bring it to adequate boil before I eat it, or I don't wash it well because I'm using it for salad and I'm not cleaning it properly, we are not keeping to the food safety rule. And that is why everybody who is in the agricultural value chain needs to be well trained or sensitized that you count in our food safety maintenance in this country.
Then how do you assess our policies on food sufficiency?
From the data that I have watched over the last decade, you will see that apart from rice, when you take plantains, when you take millet, sorghum, cowpea, groundnut, maize, cassava, yam, even cocoyam, we are told that what we need, we are able to produce. So the data that the Statistical Research and Information Directorate has provided, and I have it in view as I'm talking, we are relaunching the State of the Ghanaian Economy report that also compiles. We are self-sufficient in a number of our people apart from rice.
Dr. Irene Ejir is head of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness of the University of Ghana, Legon.
The founder of Chefs for Change Foundation, an NGO, Elijah Amoa-Addo, has called for more efforts to raise global awareness on the issue of food and post-harvest losses. He said more than 30% of Ghanaians have insufficient food to feed on, but about 45% of food produced annually is wasted in the country. He noted that the amount of food lost each year would be needed to solve the world's hunger crisis and urged the public to desist from food wastage. Mr. Amoa-Addo was speaking at the Feast of Hope project to mark this year's World Food Day in Accra. Now, Trey Soa and Abigail Gbemu have the rest of the story.
According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, about 1.3 billion tons of food is lost and wasted globally every year, and one-third of all food produced is wasted in food production and consumption. As part of efforts to curb hunger and food wastage, Chefs for Change Ghana Foundation organized free distribution to the underprivileged to create awareness on the need to preserve food. The founder of Chefs for Change Ghana Foundation, Elijah Amoa-Addo, says poor planning, lack of storage facilities, poor transportation systems, crop diseases are the main causes of food losses. He emphasized that educational and infrastructural measures must be supported to improve harvesting techniques and storage facilities, among others, to reduce food losses and wastage.
The streets of Accra, right close to us in our homes, there are people who can't even afford just a spoon of food in a day. So with that passion, we came up with Chefs for Change Ghana Foundation. We took it upon ourselves that once we be, we're not going to feed them for the next year, but this time around, we're going to feed them just like the way we feed the fortunate in our society. We're not just doing it an annual event. It's something we've been doing, and I believe if we are celebrating World Food Day and we say we want to create sustainable food nutrition and a system, we have to look at food wastage and hunger in our society. And so it is going to be a daily plan. We are signing up all the less privileged homes you know in town, and on daily basis we will cook and then go and feed them with it.
In a speech read on his behalf, the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Clement Kofi Humado, said efforts are being made to increase food production, but malnutrition is becoming a problem globally. He also stressed the need to tackle food wastage quickly, noting that leftover foods must be handled to ensure food safety for the underprivileged and aged in society. He lauded the foundation for the initiative in supporting the underprivileged.
The idea is that there's a lot of food wastage in the system and they think it is wrong. So they are doing this presentation to signify the need for everybody to have access to good nutrition. It's brought home to all of us the need for us to be interested in ensuring food security and working towards it. Governments are supported by going through a flag raising and sensitizing everybody about the need for us not to let it go with the food system.
Some donations were made to the Osu Children's Home, Help Age Center, and the Accra Psychiatric Hospital.
That was a report by Natra Isua and Abigail Gwynn.
The Ghana Standards Authority has asked the public to read the list of certified products which it publishes monthly to ensure their safety. The authority says it conducts routine checks on various products and urged the public to assist it to expose people who try to hide unwholesome products. The Director of Public Affairs at the GSA, Dr. Kofi Amponsah-Bediakun, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, advised the public to always read the labels on products, especially medicines, to ensure that they consume only certified products. He spoke to Georgia Sekre.
When it comes to the development of standards, you get experts from all fields who make their contributions. The food item, you get food specialists, you get manufacturers in the area of food, all stakeholders that are relevant. Together with standards officers at Ghana Standards Board, we form what we call technical committee. We sit down and develop the standard to ensure safety and quality. Whatever is added is to ensure that there is first of all safety, secondly there is quality, and that the consumer is also protected. After the standards have been developed, people are then educated on how to use it. Now, in the course of using it, you would want to know if people are really meeting the requirements of the standard. This is where inspection comes in. This is where certification comes in. You go to the production centers of factories, we take samples, we examine the conditions under which the products are produced, and we bring the samples in for testing. We examine the labeling requirements to see if the label on the product conforms to LI 1541, which is the labeling law.
What do you do to those that flout these
regulations? Those who flout the regulations try as much as possible to hide, but we go around, we have what we call market surveillance team. Market surveillance go around all parts of the markets we have in this country. And if we come across a product that is expired or that is suspected to be substandard, we can bring them to our laboratories and test. And if it confirms that indeed it is not qualified to be on the shelf.
There are a lot of locally made medicines in Ghana. You go to some pharmaceutical companies, they sell some of these things. How are you able to check that those locally manufactured drugs are certified properly before sent there?
So the standards are developed. And once the standards are developed, you need to implement these standards to ensure that the requirements are being met. The regulatory bodies pick the standards that are peculiar to their area of operation and then implement them. If, for example, the standard is about lighting systems, then the Energy Commission will come in and use the standard to regulate the market.
Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amponsah-Bediakun, in that interview with George Asikre. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Ministry of Health to set up agency to coordinate activities of public and private health training institutions. Ghana Standards Authority urges public to read monthly publication of certified products to ensure safety. Chartered Institute of Marketing challenged to attract investors into the country. And minibus explosion in Syria kills 24, including women and children. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of public-private partnership, Alhaji Rashid Belpool, has challenged the Chartered Institute of Marketing to use its professional skills to woo investors into the country. He said there are a lot of untapped potentials in various sectors of the economy that could turn the fortunes of the people if well marketed to the global community. Alhaji Belpool said government has already created the enabling environment with laws that protect the interests of investors as well as private individuals who want to partner government in a win-win situation. Alhaji Belpool, who is also MP for WA Central, said this at the annual marketing conference of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana in Accra. George Asikri reports.
Alhaji Rashid Belpool said the challenge facing the economy is as a result of years of reliance on the primary sector of the economy, tax evasion, and recently the hike in the wage bill. He said the economy recorded 13.5 budgetary deficit in the first quarter of this year. Alhaji Belpool said government intends building the new airport in Accra on public-private partnership basis. Likewise, the 10 colleges of education, the 200 senior high schools, roads, hospitals, and many other projects. He therefore called on the private sector to partner government to provide these laudable projects to make life more comfortable for the masses. Alhaji Belpool said his office is open to all and called on people with proposals on how best to invest on public-private partnership basis to come forward.
We are unable to pay taxes because we cannot get to partner, but to make them to leave.
A public-private partnership specialist at the Ministry of Finance, Sabino Escobar Zamora, said Parliament has already enacted a national policy on PPP, which spells out clearly the rules in private-public partnership. He said his home country, Mexico, has similar problems like Ghana with three-digit interest rate, an inflation rate of 27% at the time it vigorously embarked on PPP, which successfully turned the fortunes of Mexico. He assured investors of a fair deal, saying the legal regime in Ghana is already in place, and urged them to come and invest. The founder of Salt and Light Ministry, Joyce Ayi, asked government to put in place measures that will ensure that the ordinary people do not lose their jobs as a result of foreigners coming to invest. She said the practice where some foreign investors come into the country with even their own laborers must be stopped.
George Asikri reporting.
President John Dramani Mahama has announced that the focus of the government for the next 3 years is to create sustainable and well-paid jobs. He said the government is determined to diversify and expand the economy to generate more jobs in collaboration with the private sector. President Mahama announced this when he opened the fourth Ghana Policy Fair in Accra. He appealed to organized labor to reconsider the 10-day ultimatum given to government to reduce the recent utility tariff hikes. Safiya reports.
For the first time, private enterprises are taking part in the fourth edition of the Ghana Policy Fair. President Mahama therefore entreated them to take full advantage of the fair to enhance their corporate image. They should also collaborate effectively with public organizations on policy choices and directions.
The theme for this year's fair, Partnership and Innovation for Development, further expresses government's commitment to engage with the private sector as real partners in the daunting task of delivering development to our citizenry. Our democracy is strong and Ghana's economic prospects are bright. We may be facing temporary challenges, but measures have been put in place to overcome these, and the economy is responding positively. While there is strong need to borrow to satisfy high demand for infrastructural development, I wish to assure the country that we will keep our debt profile within reasonable limits. Prioritization is the name of the game. We will implement only the projects that have the greatest potential for transforming the lives of our people.
President Mahama said, sustainable job creation will remain a priority for the next 3 years.
The policy fair will revolve around the number of sustainable jobs that we have been able to create. What Ghanaians need today are stable jobs that pay well and that they are happy to work at. Stable jobs that allow them to put their children in school. Stable jobs that allow them to cover their health bills. Stable jobs that make the utility tariffs inconsequential to them. And ultimately, stable jobs in agriculture, industry, and services that are the machinery for transforming our economy, leading to real middle income status. In the next 3 years, the policy and delivery unit at the presidency and all MDAs will be charged with monitoring, evaluating, reporting and taking corrective action on this government's number one policy priority, and that is the creation of stable, well-paid jobs.
Dialogue sessions for the fourth Ghana Policy Fair will focus on the single spine pay policy, the petrochemical industry, promoting the creative arts and the modernization of agriculture and agribusiness. The fair will end on Friday. Ceci here, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The chief valuer in charge of compensation schedule at the Lands Valuation Division of the Lands Commission, Kwesi Bentiencho, has confirmed that since 2008, the Lands Commission has been disbursing compensation on school lands directly to claimants. Given evidence at the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday, he said so far the Lands Commission has disbursed compensation to 12 schools. We bring you Ernest Obinyanim's report.
The chief valuer in charge of compensation schedule at the Lands Valuation Division of the Lands Commission, Kwesi Bentiencho, appeared to explain to the commission the reason for taking over disbursement of compensation on stolen lands. He said solicitors of claimants wrote to the Lands Commission demanding payment of compensation directly to them. The Attorney General, AG's department, by a letter mandated the Lands Commission to do the disbursement.
The Lands Department used to channel payments to the administrator of school lands on compulsory acquired lands. In 2008, when claims were again picked up under the Directors of Land Acquisition, the solicitors representing all the land claimants wrote in contending that no, insofar as it is compulsory acquisition, the compensation should not be disbursed as per Article 267. The board, as the division that was, wrote to the Attorney General's Department for advice, submitting the letters submitted by the claimant solicitor. The Attorney General's Department subsequently advised that no or yes, they agreed with the agreement and that the payment should not be made to the administrator of school land as per the constitutional provision. And so since the year 2008, the division has, in all instances of school land acquisition, paid directly to, without channeling it through the administrator of school land.
Asked why the state sometimes pays the current value of compensation for lands acquired when the delay in the disbursement was caused by the claimants, Mr. Bentiencho explained that this has been the norm for a long time. The administrator of the school lands, Mrs. Christian Abobobi, who was there to hear the evidence of Mr. Bentiencho, said it is the mandate of the Office of the School Lands to disburse compensation payments and requested that the matter be taken to the Supreme Court for interpretation.
That was Ernest Obinyanim's report.
21 people, including 4 children and 6 women, were killed in Syria when a minibus exploded in the southern town of Noa in the Deraa province. The truck was passing through rebel-held territory when the explosion occurred.
To end the news, the main points again. The Ministry of Health is to set up an agency which will be responsible for coordinating and administrating public and private health training institutions in the country. The sector minister, Sharia Ite, who made this known at a stakeholders meeting in Accra, said the creation of the agency has become necessary due to the complexity of producing qualified health professionals. And the Ghana Standards Authority has advised the public to cautiously read the list of certified products which the authority publishes regularly to ensure that they consume only certified products. The news was presented by Samuel Essa.
And Mercy.